We are holding some Yudalit. Halach the Pesukei Zimra. We learned yesterday about the dinum of being mafsik during. We started talking about the mafsik during being mafsik during Pesukei Zimra for Zvaram Shabbat Kedusha and other things. So the kid says, "Zechen Shemay Shekalim Kri Shema, Imayim Pasik Shema Yisrael." We'll get back to that. Mikolshken the Kaddish or the Kedusha the Baruch Hu, to Mutal Avsig Lanei Simakal. Kamogim Efshal the Chavin Sheyavsig Elu B'Mokim Efsig. However, if you could always work it, that should be in a stopping point. Kigoyim B'Mizvah Mizvah Oy Lachol Pachas Ben Pasik LePasik Yasekain. Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy lo yoyim atach Pesuk HaZimra. However, Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy you should not say during Pesuk HaZimra. Feel be mokim hefzik. Even where you're allowed to be mafzik. Chen anu, or not, I don't mean allowed, meaning even in a place where it's a stop. Chen anu sech yisbaruch vishtabach v'chulu, sh'oyimim kishchazim nagin Baruch Hu, lo yoyim ara. Ki yoshein ayel minik. Chen was a tzrocha v'roich etz yadav, nearly the layem bechzashiyot zekivin shiachalayim rai achekach. Okay, so let's just go through a few of these pratim here. So we have over here that if someone finished baruch shama before the chazin, then he has the chazin ending off. So he's let answer amen, right? That's clear. Even though you just at a bracha lefaneha, and if you make shahakol, you're not allowed to be mafsik between the bracha shahakol. And when you start drinking, but over here, even though you didn't start saying the Pesuk of the Zimra, you can answer Amen. You can answer Amen. Why? Because the Mishmur says, because Pesuk of the Zimra is Shevach, Amen is Shevach, Ukein Zimra v'lei ev hefzik. So it's Kein the Zimra, therefore it's not considered a hefzik. Mishmur does add, Vim Sach Dvar Metelim, Vim Bachshama Lahaydu, Efshe the Tzarech Lachzal Varech. And that's even if you're mafsik with one word, that Efshi would have to go over again and say over again, Baruch Shama. V'nirali, says Mishabura, afil b'shtika toiv lizdoya, even just to stop, b'shtika l'chatchila shalalisha is harbe bin time, you shouldn't wait harbe between it. Now now what happens if you did not finish yet Baruch Shama? So that's what we started mentioning yesterday. It's Mashmi Shinani and Amin. However, the Mishmur makes a chilik between where are you holding in the Baruch Shama, in the first part before the Baruch Atah Hashem, or you already start saying Baruch Atah Hashem. Before you start saying Baruch Atah Hashem, even though it's part of Baruch Shama, like we mentioned, as the Pei Zayin Teva is, but over there you could answer to Amin. The Aruch HaShulchan uses an interesting lashon when he's discussing this nekud that we just mentioned. He says, "L'chein nirlani is daite be'emes ikke berchas p'suk ezimra maschels min ha'ovarach man amhulo." The ikke p'suk ezimra begins from min ha'ovarach man amhulo. V'echach lo'y mekein, sh'arko brachu me'ein ha'ini shonu mevarach ma'zeh. B'achsha ma'ar amhulo b'fa'amo ein bo klal me'ini nil of ezmiris. Then he goes on to explain over here in Siman Nun Aleph Sif Gimel why Chazal set up Baruch Shama the way they set it up. Agabaran comes out there from Baruch Shama until Baruch Atah, it's Shvachim, therefore over there it's Mutzah to answer Amen to all Brachas and even to the Bracha Baruch Shama. But once you start Baruch Atah Hashem, it's up to answer Amen. One should not answer Amen unless it's a more Chash of a Bracha. If it's like Berachas Hashachar, which is mentioned in the Gemara, then now the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down. He says, "Aval im adayin lo siyim habracha, lo yanash im afsikim beemtza shum bracha afilu banis amen, ela ba'amen shalkel kodesh v'shal shemei atfila." Kama shehisbar b'sim samach vav. See, he's paskening that even if you're in the middle, you can't amen to a kela kodesh and Shemei Tefillah. And Shemei Tefillah. So we have now an exception, right? That you can answer to the Amen to Shemei Tefillah and Kal Kaddish. However, many Achren bring down from the Rizal not to answer Amen to any bracha. Once I started the Baruch Ato Hashem, you don't answer to any bracha. And Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it, where he says, "Laniyaz daiti ain shum tam lechalik ben habrachos. The chol bracha me'achshav Hashem la'imer the bracha once it has a din bracha. We're not mechalik whether this is a bracha which is mentioned in the Gemara or it's not mentioned in the Gemara. Chazal m'sakin as a baruch bracha. Therefore, he says, 'Kimishat tekinu rabbanon loyma berchas baruch shama kaidem azmiris.'" Yishtabach after the Zmiris. So therefore he agrees to the Baiskim that you should not be mafsik at all. What else did we mention over here? Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy, we mentioned that we do not answer to. The reason is because it's not mentioned in the Gemara. It's a minig, but it's not mentioned in the Gemara. If you take a look in Simach Kuf Chav Dalet, Siv Hey, over there, that's where it's brought down. That's where the Shulchan Aruch brings down the din. That on a bracha, when you hear someone making a bracha, you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy, and Mishmur over there, Shulchan Aruch Rav, all explain where it comes from. It's a remez. There's a remez in the pasuk Yishev Hashem Ekrav Gadol Kenu, that when you mention the name of a tzaddik, we say Zecha Tzaddik Levracha. So Kol Shekhen, when you're mentioning the name of Hashem, you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy. But and the Shulchan Aruch Rav over there in Kuf Chav Dalet, he takes ends over. He says, Komakim kima she'ena yala minig v'loy mitikin chachamim eim hafsikin lo'imroi b'chol mokim she'asa la'afsik afil mokim she'mut la'afsik la'aniyas amen kigoyim p'suk ezrim, but still you don't answer to Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy. And that's why the Grove is also noig that during Chazor Shatz he didn't answer to Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy, because Chazor Shatz was set up in a way that you're being moitzi mi she'ena baki, so you can't answer when you're being moitzi bracha kopanim. In Pesukei Zimra we don't answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy. The question is, what about in Kaddish Brichu, right? When Brichu, so Ramosha says, if you don't answer to Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy, so surely you don't answer to Brichu. That's what Ramosha says. In Pesukei Zimra you won't answer to Brichu. The Tzitz Eliezer discusses what about those that have the minik instead of saying Brichu, they say Amen. So Amen already we are mafsik for. But are you mafsik for that Amen or not? So the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva over here about it. And he goes back and forth about it. He seems to come out to me. It seems like he's saying that even if you say Amen, also you should not answer that Amen in the place of Brichu. You should not answer. The Mishnah brings down about this idea that when you're answering Amen, it should be. Mishnah says it should be like the Kitzur also points out. It should be mechaven, that should be b'makim hefsik between mizmah and mizmah, or at least between Pasik the Pasik. And however, says Mishabura in the Bir Halacha, he brings down that Leini Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu Moedim and Amen to Kela Kaddish and Amen to Shmei Tefillah, nearly Pasha, that by Pesukei Zimra can be Mafsik even if it's Memakim to Loi Salik Inyana, even if it's not in a place where it's end of Inyan. Now, when we talk about Kaddish, when we say you can be mafsik for Kaddish, what are we referring to? So the Iker Kaddish is the first half until Vimru Amin. So before in the Rambam say that's feel this, that the other Kaddishim, the rest, are all HaHisafa Bakashas on the Kaddish. So the Ikka Kaddish is the first part. And that's why later on in Hilchus Krishma it's brought down, when we say that you can answer the Kaddish, Pshat is to Amen Yeshmir Abba, Adol Maya, V'lo Yom Yisbarach, Yishun Tzai Yisbarach, V'yana Amen Achad Amiron Ba'alma, Ba'alma, right? Abel says Mishmur, Anta Skabel Yeshloima, Oysa Shalom, Degi do not answer Amen, Ki Eina Yalamini. L'chor, the same thing is true by Pesukei the Zimra. When we say you answer Amen to Kaddish, it's referring to the Amen Yeshmir Abba and Amiron Ba'alma Amen, over there. Rav Moshe talks about the Amen of Yikar Meshichei, according to Nesach Sfar. He says, Ein la'anis b'emsa, Pesukei the Zimra. And the same thing about the other Amen, like we just mentioned. What happens if, let's say, during Pesukei the Zimra, the person next to you came late, Yom Mil Pesukei the Zimra, and he's saying Berchas HaShacha, right? And between Mizma, should you answer Amen to his Berchas HaShacha? So the Sheva Levi has a tshuva, and Sheva Levi says that it's a tshuva. He says, Ivra Yira de B'mokim Deikich Shasha Bittel Taira or have Saka Bem Se Inyin Kula Am and Hadin in Tarchlanes. You don't need to answer. He says, Avada im ene loimid o yimispal, if you're not learning o yimispal, v'chay gam nafil kam pom, v'chay v'lanis la'alocha. Should you chuy to answer. Over here, if it's going to shtar yitzfila, so then it seems like you do not need to answer. But if it's not going to shtar yitzfila, and you're holding bein by where it's a mock and where it's hefsik, so then you can answer amen to his brachas. There's a taina over here, the Sefer Vayivarech Dovid wants to bring down from Gedolei Achronim that maybe when you say Pesukei the Zimra, you beget the Oisik B'mitzvah. So if I'm not mechuyev to answer to those Amens, so I don't, I'll say Oisik B'mitzvah, Patur B'mitzvah, I won't have to. But in Achronim, L'chor HaLa'alach L'maisa, it's mutter to answer, but if it's going to shter you, then you're not together after Lakaim and Shneim, so then you don't have to answer Amen to it.
Only
Ben Brachim? Yeah, only Ben Brachim, right. Then the question comes up, let's say someone goes out to the bathroom, like the Mishabur and the Kitzur brings down, should he make Ashiyotza or not? So over here we have a few days. The Mishabur held that you can make Ashiyotza during Pesukei the Zimra, because it's a Berch Seidah. And Shmuel says, and even though the Chayadim says you should wait until after Tefillah, says the Mishmuel Leinahira, because pain starch oz oid pam, let's say it's in cover his batal bracha. You have to go again, and it'll come out that you lost the bracha. However, wait until Bein Prakim to make the bracha v'shayat. That's the psak of the Mishmuel. However, the Chayadim held you should wait until after Tefillah. Rav Moshe writes that if you want, you can be samech on the Mishabura and the sheet that they hold like the Mishabura, that you can make the Ashiyata then. Avani ba'atzmi noika chayodim levarach achat tefillah. That's it, right. There's a third sheet over here that holds that not to wait until after tefillah, but to wait until after Yishtabach, between Yishtabach and Kaddish, the Tila the David. Tila the David holds like that. They should wait until then. Unless, right, and he says you should make it between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu. Between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu. The question is why the Chayadim didn't say that Eitzah. Because in Halach we do find you can be mafsik for a Dvar Mitzvah. Not every Dvar Mitzvah will see that you can't just learn then. Or have to be marked or what. But there is a Musa Yumi Mafsi then. But the Chayodim still, he writes to wait until after Davni. Fine. Okay, good. Yeah, so we'll go right to tomorrow, I think.